It's game three between the Dodgers and Atlanta Braves, and I'm joined right now by one of the best baseball people you will ever meet, and he is helping the Dodgers prepare for this game and to come back, and that's the one and only Ron Renicke. Ron, thanks a lot for the time. Great to see you back here in a playoff situation.
It is nice. So I've been been out. I watched the series in Atlanta, in Milwaukee, went to Milwaukee, then went over to Atlanta to watch them play, and two good teams, and obviously we're seeing a pretty good one right here.
People in Los Angeles may be surprised from what they saw from the Braves in the first two games, but from a guy that scouted them, I'm sure you're not.
No, I'm not. We know how good they were last year. Actually, I was with Boston last year. We finished the season with them last year, last three games, and I thought two best teams in baseball were the Dodgers and the Braves. And I think we saw that in the series last year in the playoffs. So it isn't surprising at all this year. I know they started a little slow, but over the last couple of months, they picked it up, and they're really good right now.
The Dodgers were able to get to Charlie Morton last year in the World Series. What's the key to being patient and putting some runs up against him?
Well, exactly what you said is being patient. So we know how good his curveball is. It's as good as anybody in the game. And if you chase it, you're going to have a tough night. So you've got to be able to lay off of it because he puts it right at the bottom of the zone, and he'll bounce it when he wants to, throw it for a strike when he wants to. And then he's got the good fastball, too, both a four-seamer and a two-seamer. So you have to be ready for both of those. And when he's commanding the ball, he's tough. So hopefully you're patient enough where you won't chase his pitches, make him come over the zone, and then don't miss the pitches that you can hit.
Ron, I'm sure you've heard of the two different hitting philosophies. One of them is what you just talked about, looking for a certain zone. Against a pitcher like Morton, would that serve a hitter better?
I think so, because it's hard to look for both of his pitches and cover it well. The fastball, because it is still 96, 97, hitting 98, that it still can get on you. So if you're trying to sit in between, like I'm going to hit the fastball and the curveball, makes it really difficult. Like I mentioned how good the curveball was. You can't be in between on him. You've got to look for one or the other. And hopefully if you're looking for that pitch he misses in a zone, you can get it.
Ron Renicke is our guest just in front of Game 3, the NLCS between the Dodgers and Atlanta Braves. And Ron, one thing about Walker Buehler, he seems to have a knack, not only in the postseason, but in his home ballpark to pitch his best. Have you been around other pitchers that seem to relish these type of moments?
Well, there's always pitchers and players that are big game players. Walker, what I've seen so far, is one of those. And so it wouldn't surprise me if he's locked in like he usually is when you need him to be. And pitching in a ballpark you're comfortable with, he knows how good he is. His confidence is great. And I think when he comes out and he knows he has his command, he knows the other team's in trouble.
Is there something about it, you know, as far as the DNA of a player or a pitcher that performs in October?
Yes, there is. It's confidence, and now sometimes that confidence can grow by the performance that you may have during the season, but other times it's just what the guy's made of. You talk about his DNA. Some guys, just when it's on the line, you see a better player. Other guys, you get a little uptight. I know I probably wasn't the same guy in the big leagues hitting as I was in the minor leagues. I was a pretty good minor league hitter. Got to the big leagues, I didn't have that same makeup that we're talking about, these guys that love to be up there in the big moment.
Let me ask you another part of the whole baseball world that you're so familiar with. The Dodgers and Giants played not only an arduous five-game series, but also the last month of the season was a playoff type of atmosphere at every game. How much of a toll does that take on an individual player or pitcher, just the emotional, not just the physical wear and tear?
Yeah, well, it does. There's no question. Now, some people say that's an advantage going into the playoffs because you've been playing that way. But mentally, it takes a toll on you. Also, physically, as you know, you've got to win all those games. Our guys weren't taking off days that they probably could have. If we would have been in first place knowing you were going to win the division, you can rest yourself and be prepared more physically for it. We weren't able to do that. But it was amazing how good both teams play. We played great baseball, and we gained like a game on them, and that was it. So both teams, when it was on the line, really was impressive to watch how well that they went about it and continued to win all through the month.
Chris Taylor said after game two that he was emotionally and physically drained. How much does yesterday's day off help recharge the battery, if at all?
I think recharging, I think coming home, the confidence they have playing here makes a big difference. And hopefully we can come out here and win today. And we win tomorrow again, and all of a sudden you've got a best of three game series. So that's how I look at it.
That sounds like a great plan, Ron. Ron, if you weren't so good on the field, you could join me in the booth for Dodger Talk after games.
Enjoy being on a field, that's for sure.
Thanks a lot for the time.
Anytime.